They're supposed to be safe places where students and faculty gather to learn and teach. How should college administrators balance the values of free speech we've talked about so far and academic freedom with these values of safety and civility?
Very important question, Steve. And if I may, in addition to the heartbreaking, terrifying accounts I've heard and read from Jewish students and students with Israeli connections, I've also heard, similar expressions of fear and intimidation from students who are supporting the Palestinian cause or are Muslim or Palestinian. And all the points that we are making are, of course, viewpoint neutral. There is not a trade-off. I don't see how you can possibly have any freedom of speech or academic freedom in a situation where any member of the campus community is feeling physically unsafe. You know, physical safety is a prerequisite for enjoying any liberty, right? That's why our framers, one of the concepts that was so central was the concept of ordered liberty. And in addition to being fearful for their physical safety, and again, there have been complaints from people all across the spectrum in terms of the substantive underlying issues, there have also been complaints that have been filed in a number of lawsuits and investigations by the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, complaints of hostile environment harassment that violates Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I guess I'll have to be a little bit wonky here. The landmark Civil Rights Act that, of course, outlawed discrimination on many bases and now has been extended to anti-Semitic as well as anti-Islam, etc., discrimination. Any higher education institution that receives government funding, which is essentially 100% of them, very few do not, as a condition of getting those federal funds, must take steps to remediate any complaint of hostile environment harassment. It takes into account the totality of the circumstances when conduct, including expressive conduct, is so objectively and subjectively offensive, so severe and so pervasive that it deprives someone of an equal educational opportunity. So, you know, that kind of safety is essential for you to pursue your education. It's essential for you to exercise your free speech rights to convey your ideas and information, not to mention to receive ideas and information as a student by being able to safely go to your classes and other campus activities. So to me, Steve, these safety, physical safety concerns, safety from intimidating and harassing expression are essential prerequisites for the meaningful exercise of your own freedom of expression.
Well, let's break this down. Let's assume we're both back at Columbia Law School. There's a rally going on, and with bullhorns and signage, the speakers and the signs say, from the river to the sea, or they speak in favor of the Intifada. Are you saying that Jewish students who feel threatened by what I've described, that that speech could be punished and suppressed because of that?
This is such a difficult question. And con law professors and First Amendment experts have been debating it, especially intensely since a day or so ago when the Department of Education Office for Civil Rights just issued a, I think, dozen-page guidance on exactly how Title VI applies in particular factual situations. And to go back to the infamous but correct answer of the university presidents on December 5th, it depends on the overall context, right? The standard is the totality of the circumstances. So certainly one demonstration in, and by the way, we're not talking about punishing the students who are engaging in that constitutionally protected expression. We're talking about the requirement on the part of a university, even if it is found in violation of Title VI, is to take some steps in response. And the steps could include education. It could...
Had a dream that we all found love. Ain't nobody believe us, ain't nobody believe. Give me hope so I won't give up. We got targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that light, no. I swear these twisted roads, someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now. Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Stay with me now.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. You might know it, but my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. And you know what? Each and every week at this time, we do a thing called The Mock. It is Groundhog Day. Yeah, Groundhog Day. So obviously, what's going to go under the mock light? Groundhog Day. It is. It is. That little vermin, what should I call him? I don't know. Groundhog. Let's just call him a groundhog for right now. That little rascal. Let's still go with that. That little rascal did not see his shadow. I mean, spring's coming early, which I think is already here. But let's before we get to the mock, I got to remind you that WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They're located at 513-513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, 412-821-8484 or visit them online at atticrecordstoreinc.com. But yeah, we have a Groundhog Day mock. I've got six songs lined up for you that are celebrating, mentioning, talking about good old Groundhog Day. right here in Western Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow. That means it's an early spring. And again, let's see, because I also heard that statistically he's only 40% accurate. So, I mean, it's a weatherman. They're right, what, half the time, 50% of the time. I mean, they can say it's a 50-50 chance of rain every single day, and some days they'd get it right more than others, right? Anyway, Groundhog Day mock, kicking things off with some Primus with Groundhog's Day.
We'll be right back. Hello. merciful sakes alive. You want to be one of them CBers, you're going to have to learn how to ratchet jaw. Pay attention now. I'm only going to play it till you want. You got to go running amok in a pick-em up truck. One of them fancy side bands, get four on the floor and two on the door. Get a power mic and a jaw hand. Prepare to strike when the key's a mic, because you never know who's listening. Some clown insists on a 1036. This here's what you give him. Good buddy, I made me a study, and I figure it's dark to the moon, son. It's half past spring and a quarter to fall, and the big hands are setting on noon, son. Now, if the fish don't bite and the almanac's right, and the groundhog sees a shadow, the 1036 goes tick-tock tick, and that's what I call ratchet jaw. Gotta get your bass out there at your place, with a 40-foot pole on the chimney, with 1,000 watts in your flower pots, and a remote line to the biffy. If you feel a twitch when you throw the switch, gonna dim all the lights in Wichita. Gonna send out a wave, make the government rave, and this here's what you tell them all. Yeah, poor good buddy, you're coming in cruddy, but you're walking right through my wall, boy. Your carry is cool, you making me drool, you were definitely batting my ball, boy. You were hitting me around about 15 pounds, you cutting me up like a bandsaw. But what the heck, it's just a radio check, and that there's how to ratchet jaw. Press a belt, just hit your squelch. You can cut out all the carnage. You want to have fun, you son of a gun. Just get on the press to talk Swiss. You're going to amuse them and really confuse them with a little old thing called ratchet jaw. Yeah, let them suckers think you're a trucker. Say stuff I can't understand, son. Just bounce up and down while you're tooling around. Gonna sound like a truck driving man, son. Just tell your beaver that you're going to leave her. You catch her on the bounce around. If she comes back with a smart off crack, say XYL is a show and tell. We definitely got us to go now. Keep your pants on, honey, hang on to the money. Your XYM's got to blow now. 88 thirds, feed my bird, and all them numbers are on y'all. If speed don't kill, then CB will. And that's what I call ratchet jaw.
Yeah, 10-4, we got your breaker. Come back on that. Say, what kind of, not some kind of cops picking?
You put me on, aren't you?
I missed you Thanksgiving. I didn't do much. Watch football on TV, and I lost 20 bucks. Did you go to Georgia? Well, Georgia is in. They had a nice meal at the Holiday Inn. I missed you on Christmas, and so did my friends. I know you were busy, and I understand. I sent you a card with a good Snoopy joke. Ain't it a pity that we didn't have snow? That old Lang Syne song sure gets in my eye. Heard you had a party and some people went. You were the life of the party again. Well, springtime is coming. It makes me a fool. I thought I would call you while everything's cool. I know it sounds crazy, but I wanted
I hope that you have a happy Groundhog Day.
Groundhog lives way down in a hole. Groundhog lives way down in a hole. He's gotta hide away from the cold. Sleeping all winter long, groundhog sleeping all winter long, sleeps right through the snow and the storms. Oh, groundhog. Dreams about the warm sunshine, dreams about the warm sunshine, chasing the bees and the butterflies. Oh, groundhog. Look out the window, it's snowing again. Oh, groundhog. One fine day the groundhog knows. One fine day the groundhog knows. He wakes up 'cause spring is close. Oh, tunnel and into the air. Don't see a shadow, spring is here. Oh, groundhog.
From her 2004 release, Catch the Moon, Lisa Loeb wrapping up a Groundhog Day mock with her song, Oh, Groundhog. Before Lisa Loeb, what else was in that set of music? Let me find my notes here. Oh, how about some Tom T. Hall from his 1977 About Love album with the song Groundhog Day. C.W. McCall gave us Ratchet Jaw in the lyrics. It says something to the effect of how the groundhog sees his shadow. That indeed was from Mr. Convoy himself, C.W. McCall. Manic Street Preachers went to a B-side of the song Ocean Spray from 2001 to find Groundhog Days. Kerouac and Cassidy came from Saves the Day and start off the entire set. I'm pretty sure off of Frizzle Fry, but I never remember which albums these are off of. But Primus started off the entire set with Groundhog's Day because it is Groundhog's Day, and it's always time, a good time to mock the little rat, although he did not see his shadow. And by not seeing his shadow, that means that we're going to have an early spring. So let's call that pretty exciting. You know what else is pretty exciting? Having breakfast for dinner. Yeah, you can do it whenever you want. You're an adult, but I encourage you to do it on Sundays at 6 p.m. because we've got a little radio program that Chris Wired puts together called Breakfast for Dinner. Yeah, he serves up this menu of jangle pop, power pop, punk rock, psychedelic, whatever feeds the mind. It's harmonic melodies, it's melodious harmonies, it's breakfast for dinner. And it's Sundays right here in WRCT, starting at 6 p.m. Or streaming. Yeah, streaming. You can listen. WRCT.org. Got, 5-6 minutes or something like that left of this radio show. It's called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Always happy when you decide to tune in and hang out with me for whether it be 1 hour or 4 hours or somewhere in between. Every time you listen, I say I think today's the day. Today is the day. It's the DBs. Viva Lamont.
Sometimes I think the one for me hasn't happened yet. And sometimes I do lay hard to get. Today could be the day. Today could be
just the hit single. Yeah, yeah, just the hit single. Well, well, just the hit single. Yeah, yeah, just the hit single. You gotta love that number one.
if I'll ever see you again. It's up to you to make me happy or make me blue. Now you know it all, and I can only hope you'll understand. Just remember I love you, and you're on my mind, Christabel. Don't ask me if I'll ever see you again. It's up to you to make it over or make it through. I can't hold you down, so if you wanna go, don't pretend. Just remember I love you, and you're on my mind, Christabel.
We really thought we could fly. Yeah, we songs I still want to sing and strum. Remembering those days when we gave it a try. We really thought we could fly. Yeah, we thought we could fly. Fly. Yeah, we thought we could fly. We really thought we could fly. Oh, we thought we could fly. We really thought we could fly.
That is the, at least the Pittsburgh, if not the world premiere. No, it's the Pittsburgh premiere of, you're going to have to guess who that artist is. I'm going to give you a second. All right, I think that's long enough. The Circle, with a Y and a K, The Circle, mid-60s, Red Rubber Ball, ringing any bells? Ringing any bells? That's actually brand new music from The Circle's Big Stir Records is putting out a new album from them, and we thought we could fly the name of that track. Before The Circle, speaking of Big Stir, Big Stir put out reissued or re-released, I don't even know what you call it, The Sorrows' Love Too Late album, but they re-recorded the album, so it's not the album that was released 40 years ago. It was a re-recorded version, but mixed the way that The Sorrows wanted it mixed, and that was Christabel from that release. Played some Shelley and Orphan in there as well with Burst. What else? What else? Oh, Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson gave you that hit single. Joe Jackson's coming to town. He is. I believe he's coming out to the Palace in Greensburg at some point. I saw that listed. I'm debating. And the challenge is I'm taking pro and con with myself. So the whole debating thing, it gets tiresome. It does. Because someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. And both of them are going to be me. I started off the entire set. The entire set will start off with the DBs. Went back to the Sound of Music release because today could be the day. Today could be the day you win the lottery. That you got a new job. That you decided Viva La Mach is your favorite radio show. I don't know. DBs for you. Viva La Mach, that's what this is. Yeah. I was talking about a different radio show. Like Courts in Session. That's a guy who plays new music by old artists, or I should say classic artists. I don't know if he'll dive all the way back to the 60s. Like, his wheelhouse is post-60s, pre-aughts. That's what I'm going to say. Well, who is he? He's that rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, with that show Courts in Session, which comes to each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. So it's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But his twist, as I said, is he takes classic artists and plays new music by them. Now they have to record it and do all that first. He's not just making it up, so you'll figure it out. Tune in. Courts in Session. Thursdays, 8 o'clock. Right here on WRCT. Let's play some rock and roll. Buck Fett. Sometimes Detroit's own MC5 with High School, wrapping up that really short set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the MC5, Birdland, with a Shoot You Down from their self-titled release. Band from the UK, don't know much about them outside of I really like that first album. And I don't know if there was ever a second album. That happens a lot. And started the entire set off with some Buck Pets, the Buck Pets with Pearls from their Mercury Tones album. What else should I tell you? We're wrapping up. We are wrapping up the Viva La Mach radio program. Whether you are listening live on Friday night, February 2nd, 2024, or an encore edition of this hour, which featured a Groundhog Day mock. Either way, it's always thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Hey, don't forget, on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can dust off those moldy oldies and shine up the newies and listen to a little program called Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Happens from noon to 3. And then Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien immediately following from 3 to 5, one of my favorite shows on the airwaves here at WRCT. Who am I? Again, I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. If you heard a recent show that I did on January 26th, which is Australia Day, where I featured 4 hours of nothing but Australian artists, and I was taking suggestions, and I had a couple suggestions that came in, and I couldn't squeeze them all in to the show. I needed more than 4 hours. Apparently in Australia, they don't need just 4 hours. They just do it all the time. And Tom reached out and said, hey, Mockster, I have a couple more if you can squeeze those in. And I'm like, oh, I'm always open. I am always open to some new music. He said, how about the Chats? Do you know the Chats? I said, I don't. He said, play something by the Chats. I said, okay, Tom, here's Smoko by the Chats, an Australian artist. I believe they call themselves Shed Rock. Whatever Shed Rock is, this is it. It's the Chats.
So let me set the scene. It's 2 in the afternoon and 34 degrees. The Queensland, harsh summer heat. I'm me sweating buckets up and down my street. Cause there I spied the bloke, perched atop of his milk crate throne. He eyed me off as I approached. And then he said, I'm on Smoko.
Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we'll spend the full hour examining the question of what is protected and what is not protected by the First Amendment. Fortunately, we're joined by Nadine Strausen, who is an attorney and an expert in this field. She's the author of Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, Defending Pornography, Free Speech, Sex, and the Fight for Women's Rights, and Free Speech, What Everyone Needs to Know.
Stay with us.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties. As controversy rages over protests, encampments, and arrests at hundreds of college campuses around the country in reaction to the war in the Middle East, free speech is once again at the forefront of national debate. Time and again in American history, the nation has been gripped by the complex question of whether certain speech is or is not protected by the First Amendment. Recently, college presidents have been under fire for failing to protect free speech or for going too far in tolerating free speech. Some have been forced to resign, and others have called in the police. Students have been attacked, others have been suspended, student political organizations have been banned. What's going on, and where does the First Amendment fit into all of this? We're so grateful today to be joined by Nadine Strausen, a leading expert on constitutional law and the First Amendment. Nadine is the professor of law emerita at the New York Law School and served as president of the American Civil Liberties Union from 1991 until 2008. And it's in that capacity that I met her 34 years ago. She's a senior fellow with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education and is on the advisory boards of the ACLU, Academic Freedom Alliance, Heterodox Academy, National Coalition Against Censorship, and the University of Austin. Nadine Strausen, welcome to Law and Disorder.
I'm so happy to be here, Steve, and we're still talking about the same issues more than 30 years later.
Yes, I guess that's just the persistence of free speech and the controversy that surrounds it. I'm so pleased to have you with us for our entire show today. And I want to start with some building blocks as we approach the contemporary issues. You have written a new book, Free Speech.